Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Basically, John Patriot Group was born in 2012. Just three people got together and said, we'd really like to educate our community on the Constitution, have some town hall meetings. We think it's important. When we found out that the local GOP was not going to host a town hall meeting, we felt like as a group it was important for the community to have a place to come to, air their concerns, grievances, issues with the Liz Cheney vote to impeach.
That's Vicky Kissick with the John Patriot Group. Liz Cheney's upcoming challenger, Anthony Bouchard, will speak in Gillette this evening at a town hall titled the John Patriot Town Hall. Bouchard is a state senator from Cheyenne. The meeting will take place at the Arbuckle Lodge. All this will start at 6:30. Yesterday on Wake Up Wyoming with Vic Wright, Gillette resident Shelley Horn came on the show not only to talk about tonight's town hall, but also to talk about her petition to remove Liz Cheney. Here is Horn speaking about said petition.
I just sat home and mind my business up until Liz Cheney decided she wanted to impeach the president for no, they had no evidence, nothing. And she just decided she hated him so much that she would jump on board and impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I'll start this petition to have her recalled, even though I knew we didn't have a recall law.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it, I looked it up, and it sends, the change.org sends that to Liz Cheney. It was just a way of letting her know, I'm not behind you. And I figured 2,000 or 3,000 people in Gillette would probably sign. Now we're pushing 60,000.
City of Gillette considering an increase on utility rates. The City of Gillette has proposed a $4 a month sewer fee increase. And according to County 17, rates for the wastewater are expected to increase every year. If you go through the figures, the average Gillette resident currently pays $24.47 a month for sewer. With the proposed increases, Gillette residents could pay up to 15% more for wastewater this coming fiscal year. I would surmise many Gillette residents won't like this. We'll let you know when the final adjudication is made on the matter. Hey, were you listening? And I was halfway through news already. You missed the top story, or maybe you heard the full news, but you just want to hear it again because you love my voice. Well, that's all right. Go to basinsradio.com. Full report is right there.